sure. Good question, no telling, but I'm betting she's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. I'm guessing, I reckon she's probably in Texas. Texas. She's probably in Texas.
New country.
Good country music.
It's your new country trending track.
Turn it up.
Trending track.
Hey, this is Riley Taylor, and you're listening to my new song, Hometowns, on New Country. Hope you like it.
It's a dirt mound and a diamond. You pitched your first game. It's a blink and you'll drive by it. Road you got to second base. It's a scoring kind of habit woven in your family's fabric. It's a cutting grass all summer, saving up for that Trans Am. It's a left hook from your brother to turn you into a man. It's the fishing hole Dad showed you. You're the only ones that know it in your hometown. We all got one we all want to make proud. Got you where you are now. They all got different names, but feel the same somehow. Some dreams pull you away, and some keep you around. Hometown. Sneaking sips of whiskey when you ain't 21. It's your first taste of heartbreak, falling in and out of love. It's the folks that you can call for anything at all in your hometown. We all got one we all want to make proud. Got you where you are now. They all got different names, but feel the same somehow. Some days pull you away, and some keep you around. Hometowns. Churchyard full of headstones engraved with your last name. It's a back pew and a Bible on the day you got saved. In your hometowns, we all got one we just want to make proud. Got you where you are now. Well, they all got different names, but there's something that I found. Dirt might not look the same, but we were raised on common ground. Hometowns. We all got one we all want to make proud. Got you where you are now. They all got different names, but they feel the same somehow. Some dreams pull you away, and some keep you around.
New Country 93.5. Okay, so if you want to stick around, that'd be awesome, because I'm sure you went through this. If you are in a relationship right now that you're cohabitating, well, that's romantic, with somebody.
To call it cohabitating, cute. Hey,
I think we got to the part where we should start cohabitating. Like, what are you talking about? You know, you want to cohabitate with me? Get out of here.
That's weird.
Isn't it, though? Isn't it, though? The Reddit thread is the things that you found strange about your partner, but you didn't find out until you moved in.
Well, and it's one of those things that you really would never know it about the other person until you start sharing a space with them.
Yeah, that's coming up.
Got a girl from the south side, got brazen hair. First time I seen her walk by, and I about fell off my chair. Had to get her number. It took me like 6 weeks.
Now me and her go way back, like Cadillac 6. Body like a back row, driving with my eyes closed. I know every curve like the back of my hand. Do 15 and 30, I ain't in no hurry. I'ma take it slow, just as fast as I can. Why she living in blue jeans, she don't need no belt. But I can turn them inside out. Like honey, so thick and so sweet. There ain't no curves like her on them downtown streets. Body like a back road, driving with my eyes closed. I know every curve like the back of my hand. Doing 15 and 30, I ain't in no hurry. I'ma take it slow, just as fast as I can. Tangled up in the tall grass with my lips on hers. On the highway to heaven at the south of a smile. Get there when we get there, every inch is a mile. Body like a back road, driving with my eyes closed. I know every curve like the back of my hand. Doing 15 and 30, I ain't in no hurry. I'ma take it slow, just as fast as I can. I'ma take it slow, just as fast as I can. I got waves in here.
Listen anytime, anywhere. NewCountry935.com.
Take the country with you.
New Country.
93.5.
Bye, boy, in baseball. Get him outside. Get his hands dirty. Take a little time. Give a boy a Bible. Teach him how to pray. Thank the good Lord at the end of the day. Wake him up early. Teach him how to work. Spend his own money. Show him what it's worth. He's gonna know it all, he'll slip and he'll fall, he'll pick himself up, amen. Yes sir, yes ma'am, show him how to be a man, so one of these days he can. Buy a girl flowers, take her to a show, treat her like a lady, a little down the road. He can give a girl a diamond, put it on her hand, watch her and her mom making all the plans. Get a little house on a little piece of land, build a little family, so maybe one of these days he can. Buy a boy in baseball, get him outside, get his hands dirty, take a little time. Give a boy a Bible, teach him how to pray, thank the good Lord at the end of the day. He's gonna know it all, he'll slip and he'll fall, he'll pick himself up, amen. Yes sir, yes ma'am, show him how to be a man, so one of these days he can. Buy a boy in baseball, whoa, whoa, whoa. Buy a boy in baseball, whoa, whoa, whoa. He's watching you walking, he's hearing you talking, he wants to be you someday. He's growing up fast and you can't get him back. Right now he just wants to play. So buy a boy in baseball, get him outside, get his hands dirty, take a little time. Give him more Bible, teach him how to pray, and keep thanking the Lord all day. Buy a boy in baseball,
it's New Country, 93.5. If you just jumped into the show here, we're talking about the weird things you discovered about your partner after you moved in together. This is from Reddit. I do something odd with my hand. in my arm and I stroke it at night. Yeah.
Stroke your arm. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That is very weird.
I should elaborate on that a little
Thank
bit.
Thank you.
Okay. You must do something weird.
When I sleep or just in general?
And just in general.
I'm just existing, honestly.
Really?
With my partnership, I'm just going to pick at Tyler.
Sure, okay.
I'm not going to throw myself
safe.
Under the
That's
bus.
That's pretty safe.
But yeah, when we first moved in together, I had no idea that he was so obsessed with wrestling to the point that we watched it. All the time. And spent money on the pay-per-views and the WWE network. Know. It was a little too much.
You had a little heads up with the art decor and his wardrobe a little bit. Could have gave you a few hints.
That's true.
A lady here texted in, he completely undresses before going to the bathroom to poop.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
a pretty good one.
And Tori said, she texted in saying, I have a friend who undresses when he poops too.
Now, how would she know that?
Oh, great question.
You know?
Yeah.
Hey, Tori, I'll be right back. I'm just going to use your bathroom. I'll be right. Okay, but why are you taking your shirt off?
It's a whole thing. It's a whole process.
I'll be right back.
It's so bizarre. Yeah. But to Tori's point, maybe it is more common than we think. Maybe there's a real reason why people do it. And the only reason why I can understand someone wanting to take off all their clothes when they're doing that in the bathroom is if they're showering right after. That's the only reason.
It's got it. I don't know.
But if you're like over at a friend's house.
You put back your clothes on.
Yeah. Like, that is so weird.
I think it's kind of funny. Another text. My boyfriend essentially needs blizzard conditions to sleep. Ceiling fan, side fan, completely naked. Sometimes puts an ice pack under the pillow. And he puts blizzard sound effects in his earphones at night.
That's awful.
Lady, you're dating the abominable snowman. You have Yeti beside you.
Yeah, someone who would sleep better in a cold cave.
Right?
Like that's
you know what I mean?
Weird.
Like, is he hairy and, you know, grunts a lot?
Right.
You know, likes to eat raw fish.
Then I think you know you're dating a Yeti.
Yeah, I'm right.
Yeah.
It's like, or Frosty the Snowman. I mean, you're dating one of the two.
Right.
Like, does he have a corn cob and a button nose?
And two eyes made out of coal.
Right, if he does. The big hat.
Right.
Like,
that he can't take off when he sleeps.
Yeah. You know, when he does, he puts it back on, he says, happy birthday. Okay, these are the little things.
That you gotta look out for.
Yeah, you gotta clue in.
Sure.
Little things that you notice after you moved in.
Country. 93.5.
Looking for adventure? Then saddle up for excitement with Woodbine Nissan. Here's your chance to upgrade to the adventure-ready 2025 Nissan Rogue S. Lease yours starting from just $11 a day for 30 months and just $2,995 down. Or make a bold statement in the newly redesigned Nissan Kicks S. Just $10 a day with $2,299 down. Visit us at WoodbineNissan.com or 60 Queens Clay Drive, just across from Woodbine Racetrack.
Woodbine Nissan, saddle up and ride.
So your employment has been terminated. Hey, bad things happen to good people. So let's talk now and help make things better. We're Monkhouse Law. With our years of employment law experience, you'll know for sure that the termination pay they are offering is actually what you're entitled. If not, we'll help you get it. Let's review your package together, because not talking to us costs you thousands. Connect now at MonkhouseLaw.com. Monkhouse Law. This is where justice lives.
Did you know?
Know what?
Pink Cherry.
Wait, what's Pink Cherry?
Oh, I know.
Yeah, we know.
She knows.
He knows.
Pink Cherry. If you know, you know.
Shop now and save up to 80% off everything site-wide.
And it's waiting for you.
Time for a couple shopping spree.
At PinkCherry.com.
Your ultimate destination for pleasure. Go ahead. Now you know.
Construction doesn't stop just because the weather changes, and neither should your gear. At Work and Wear, we carry the toughest clothing for the toughest jobs. From Carhartt jackets to Timberland Pro boots and Dickies work pants, we've got you covered. Literally. Stay warm, stay protected, and stay working, no matter what Mother Nature throws your way. Work and Wear. Built for the job, built for you. Visit our stores in Markham, Scarborough, or in Whitby, or online at workandwear.ca.
Happy Chinese New Year! Celebrate the year of the snake at Mandarin with a festive feast for you and your loved ones. Delight your taste buds with delicious dumplings like hagao, silmai, beef pot stickers, and more. Plus, indulge with traditional Chinese New Year desserts featured on dine-in, takeout, and delivery. Mandarin, where Chinese New Year traditions come alive with every dish.
A celebration of taste.
Book your celebrations of good fortune now.
Welcome to the rack if you come from away.
Come from away. Canada's number one musical is welcoming audiences back to the heart of the remarkable true story at Toronto's Royal Alexandra Theatre. In the middle of nowhere, one small town showed the world that the kindness of strangers can bring us all closer together. Come from away. Now playing at Toronto's Royal Alexandra Theatre. Book at Mervish.com.
Dream of a brighter tomorrow with the Princess Margaret Home Lottery. Buy early, win more. Like a downtown Toronto condo, Muskoka Lakefront Cottage, Georgian Bay Show Home, and the $9 million grand prize with a stunning Gluckstein-designed Oakville Show Home and $500,000. Plus luxury vehicles, exotic vacations, and more. Your ticket to fund life-saving cancer research. Carry the fire. Buy tickets at PrincessMargaretLotto.com.
Play responsibly. Raffle number 1426743.
To everyone new to this country.
Welcome to Canada. Bienvenue.
Get help settling in Canada from experts who know the lay of the land. We are Peel Career Assessment Services. Let our newcomer settlement team support you in your transition to making this great country your new home. We have a long history of helping thousands of people from various backgrounds settle and find and keep employment. And it's totally free. Peel Career Assessment Services. Book an appointment today. Funded by Immigration, Refugees and Citizenship Canada.
The Auto Show!
More brands, more excitement. The 2025 Canadian International Auto Show presented by the Toronto Star is back. It's total immersion.
Drive your favorite electric vehicles on Canada's largest indoor EV test track. It's the TDEV Test Track.
Go further, charge faster, and last longer with Castrol On, a full range of advanced EV fluids.
Discover excitement at the Red Bull Fan Zone in Castrol Alley. Racing simulators, the Red Bull Pit Stop Challenge, and more.
Bring the family. family. Two adults, two kids. Save up to $17. It's the family admission ticket.
Enter for a chance to win the all-new redesigned 2025 Subaru Forester with standard symmetrical full-time all-wheel drive and EyeSight driver assist tech.
Tuesdays are super with TD, only $15. The 2025 Canadian International Auto Show, presented by the Toronto Star. February 14th to 23rd, Metro Toronto Convention Center. Visit autoshow.ca for tickets.
Auto Show.
If I only talk to God when I need a favor, God, I need a favor. I know amazing grace, but I ain't been living them words. Swear I spend more Sundays drunk off my ass than I have in church. Hardcover King James, only been saving dust on the nightstand. And I don't know what to say by the time I fold my hands. Like Hail Marys, if you're still there, Lord, spare me. Oh my God, Hail Mary, hanging in there, just barely throwing up prayers. Like Hail Marys, if you're still there, Lord, spare me.
Toronto's New Country, 93.5. So on this Reddit thread, it's asking the things that you found out after you moved in with your partner that you thought was kind of strange.
Like, my partner watches way too much wrestling. Like, yeah. Way too much.
For a grown man.
Yes. Not just a grown man, but like, you know, he's like almost 40 now.
Almost a grown middle-aged man.
Yeah, exactly.
You could get other hobbies. That would be a bit more into your lane.
Plays video games. I don't know if that's helping the situation. Plays...
Wow.
Oops.
Oh, you're cohabitating with a 14-year-old.
I sure am.
Wow. Okay, so same question coming up.
If I could send a letter back in time to younger me in her wilder days, a daydreamer with her head in the sky and always learning the hard way. I bet she thinks she knows. Stubborn's her in her heart, but I tell her while you're reaching for the stars.
Country 93.5. Thanks again for hanging out and your patience with us. We really do appreciate that. This Reddit thread that I thought was pretty funny asks, what's the weirdest kind of strange things you discovered about your partner after moving in together? One woman posted, my boyfriend completely undresses before he goes poop.
That is really weird.
Yeah. Or efficient.
I get it if he's going to shower after. Because yeah. I also understand the need to do that sometimes. But
one guy says, evidently there's a right way and a wrong way to fold towels.
There is. Yes.
I found that out.
So true. So true.
Really, is there?
Yeah, you got to do it in thirds every time, obviously. Or roll them.
Or roll them.
It depends on your storage situation, too. It's a long, long thing.
What is this, a spa? Do I live in a spa now all of a sudden? For me, I've said this before. I don't know why I do this. I've been doing it, I think, since I was a kid. Probably a coping mechanism of some sort.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Okay. Maybe I had to lull myself to sleep.
Because no one else would.
Linda.
She was busy.
My mom, single mom of six kids. Yeah, she was busy. She had a pretty full calendar.
Yeah, she did. I get that.
Yeah, yeah. So I, like, in the middle of the night when I'm sleeping, fast asleep, dead sleep, I'll raise my arm like I'm asking a question.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I'm dead sleeping. And then I'll use my other arm to stroke it up and down, up and down, up and down.
So when your wife first experienced that, she was probably mortified.
Like, what is he dreaming about?
That is so strange.
Yeah.
How often do you do that, would you say?
I don't know. That's a great question.
Yeah.
That's a really good question. It depends, I guess, what's going on in my life.
Has she ever taken a video of it or anything?
I don't think so.
I know the resolution probably wouldn't be great with it being in the dark and everything.
Look at this guy. Up and down.
I would love to see that.
It's like, it's either I might be playing maybe a violin or a harp.
I could see that.
I have a pet giraffe, perhaps.
I was petting its long neck.
His legs is like, hey, Gary, how are you feeling today?
Oh, Gary the giraffe.
Yeah, maybe I'm a zookeeper.
Okay.
I don't know.
I actually really like that explanation.
I could
think it's
be
cute.
That. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I think.
He's constantly dreaming about being a zookeeper.
Yeah, who doesn't like to pet their own arm in the middle of the night?
I can't argue with that.
Maybe I'm in class and I have a question because I have the answer, but the teacher is ignoring me and I have to keep the circulation going.
Because your hand has been up
it's
so long.
So long. It's been there so long.
Because you're so smart that you're just, your hand is just up.
And she's like, not him again. I'm a genius over here with poor circulation. So, could be that.
I think we've solved
there's,
it.
There's
That's
a couple
great.
Of things.
Yeah.
A couple of things. Okay, Bernice, some weird, strange things that you found out about your hubby when, again, after you moved in together.
He actually jumps in sleep like he's falling.
Oh, wow.
Oh, gosh, that must be so startling. Does that wake you up?
Yeah.
Oh, I bet.
Does he land on his feet?
I don't know. He wakes up, though.
So. Oh, that's cute.
That's funny.
That's cute.
Yeah.
Bernice, we appreciate you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, have
Thanks.
A great day. See you, bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Pictured it'd be pouring down rain with old Hank singing some song about trains.
Real music.
It tells a story.
It talks about real things.
New Country.
93.5.
Let's go.
Don't want you for the weekend. Don't want you for the night. I'm only interested
And the thrill of Ontario's longest snow tubing hill. Bring the family for the day or plan a cozy romantic stay. Visit horseshoeresort.com, your all-in-one destination for fun.
Hey, did you know you can get a free drink today?
Nice. I love free drinks.
Yeah, Booster Juice called your name today on the Booster Rewards app. So you get a free smoothie, booster mixer, or fresh juice.
Well then, why are we still sitting here just talking about it?
Watch for your name on the Booster Rewards app and social media. Two names every day, all February long. Must be a Booster Rewards app member. For complete details, visit boosterjuice.com.
At BDC, we know being an entrepreneur means always being ready to take on challenges and seize opportunities. Get up to $100,000 with our small business loan to make your projects a reality. Simple, quick, and with no application fees, the BDC online loan offers you flexibility to protect your cash flow with favorable repayment terms. Apply now at bdc.ca/online loan. Certain conditions apply. BDC. Financing, advising, know-how.
At jackpotcity.net, you can do amazing things with just one casino chip. Discover a world of incredible casino games with over 500 high-quality online slot games, including the world-renowned progressive jackpot slot, Mega Moolah. Play for free at jackpotcity.net and get treated as a VIP 24/7. So visit jackpotcity.net today on your tablet, laptop, or mobile. Jackpot City, a whole world of casino games.
19 plus. Please play responsibly. This is not a gambling website.
Construction doesn't stop just because the weather changes, and neither should your gear. At Work and Wear, we carry the toughest clothing for the toughest jobs. From Carhartt jackets to Timberland Pro boots and Dickies work pants, we've got you covered. Literally, stay warm, stay protected, and stay working, no matter what Mother Nature throws your way. Work and Wear, built for the job, built for you. Visit our stores in Markham, Scarborough, or in Whitby, or online at workandwear.ca.
Lost your job? Don't sign any agreement until you call Kornbloom Law at 905-LOST-JOB. Make sure you get what you're owed. Call 905-LOST-JOB today and book a free consultation. Don't sign anything until you do, even if it appears to meet the company's legal obligations. Kornbloom Law will review your case for free, and we don't get paid unless you get paid. Call 905-LOST-JOB now. Kornbloom Law, online at lostjob.ca.
I'm struggling with my mental health. These negative feelings just won't go away.
My child seems more anxious than usual.
My relationship is in a downward spiral.
With over 70 clinicians, the Center for Interpersonal Relationships helps you, your child, couples, and family improve your well-being, offering 26 psychological treatment and 17 assessment services. To learn more about our services or to book an initial session in person or online or through our new virtual walk-in clinic, visit cfir.ca today.
Ah, at last, the Subaru winter is here. It's the perfect weather for the beach. Feel the sun's rays on the small amount of skin peeking out of your ski mask. Put on your beach puffer and hear the sound of the waves crashing over the chatter of your teeth. Get out there in winter like it's summer with standard symmetrical full-time all-wheel drive and advanced safety systems. Visit your local Subaru dealer today.
Is now a good time to sell? Ask Michelle.
How do we safely show my home?
Ask Michelle. Is staging that important? Ask Michelle. At Michelle Fraser and RE/MAX Hallmark Fraser Group Realty. With over 20 years of experience, Michelle has the answers that get you the results you need.
Who do I ask?
That's easy. You talk to Michelle. Ask your questions now at michellefraser.com. You have the right questions. Now get the right answers.
We're New Country 93.5, also known as CFXJFM, a Stingray radio station.
We are QB905, proud, dedicated members delivering essential services to the city of Vaughan. And we would like to say thank you so much to all those who supported us during our recent contract negotiation. We have come to a tentative agreement with the city of Vaughan thanks to your help. And we are proud to announce we will continue to provide the excellent service the people of Vaughan need and deserve. From everyone at QP905, thank you.
The joys of digging your car out of a snowbank at 4 a.m. And how about that awkward penguin walk to avoid slipping on the ice? This Sunwing financial advisor thinks you should be rocking that vacation swagger instead. While the season may be winding down, so too are these deals. So don't miss your chance to escape winter one last time. Book by March 9th with your local travel advisor or at
that you're staying single, next thing you know. You meet a girl at a bar, and next thing you know, you get her laughing, it's 2 a.m. You're telling your buddies, 3 months in, and she ain't moving in, the next thing you know. There's a U-Haul trailer, next thing you know. Your old apartment, it's y'all's new place. There goes the carpet, but the deer head stays. Next thing you know, you're saving money like never before, just spend it all at a jewelry store, getting down on one knee on her mama's porch, just just pray she don't say no. Next thing you know, your best man gives a half-drunk speech and you sunburn on a honeymoon beach and your left hand's getting used to that ring. There the next 2 or 3 years gone. Next thing you know, we're really trying. Next thing you know, there's a test on the counter. Next thing you know, she's standing there crying, nodding her head yes. You're half excited, half scared to death. Cause next thing you know, you're wearing scrubs and a funny white hat and a doctor saying how you doing there, dad. And nobody's ever called you that. And you take the drive home slow. Next thing you know, it's first steps, first dates, first car. It's 11:01, wondering where they are. Saying that a USC's too far. It's amazing how fast 17 years go. Next thing you know, next thing you know, next thing you know, you get to know your wife again. And you're more in love than you've ever been. With a lot of years of remember wins and still some down the road. Cause next thing you know, you got a yard full of your kids' kids. And you take them to church, teaching the fish. And you tell them stories every chance you get about how fast this life down here can go. Next thing you know, next thing you know,
New Country.
Man, I want so bad. Girl, I gotta give me some of that.
All you can think about is getting me home.
Get along down the road. We got a long
New Country, 93.5.
Can't take the tires off the truck, take it out for a spin. Blow your speakers out and turn them up to 10. Can't walk back over a bridge after you burned it down. And you can't be serious calling me up right now. Don't forget who broke up with who. We both know that's on you. Yeah, baby, you can't say goodbye then show back up. Can't change your mind.
Drink it. Toronto's new country, 93.5. Sasha's Info Dump. For Big White Ski Resort, Kelowna, BC, it's Canada's favorite family resort. You'll find mountain accommodations, discounted lift tickets, and when you book six nights, you get the seventh for free. More details at bigwhite.com.
Sasha's Info Dump.
I've got some Valentine's Day facts and trends for you. Most women would rather stay in on Valentine's Day.
I bet.
So if that helps with the planning, there you go. 63% say celebrating at home sounds like more fun than going out. And 62% overall think a home-cooked meal is more romantic than going to a fancy restaurant.
It is if you can cook.
Totally.
If you cannot cook, do not attempt to go, hey, this is the time I'm going to try on Valentine's
Day. Yeah, that is not the time to do it. And I mean, if you're just going to do Katie and hot dogs.
Save that for a work day.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. 52% of women think Valentine's Day proposals are overrated.
Mm-hmm.
So don't do it. It's a little too cheesy. And you know what? It's one less thing to stress about, knowing that it's overrated and maybe women don't want that anyway.
But you got a 50-50 shot. That's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, it's not bad.
Those are pretty good odds.
But maybe save it for another time when it's not so cliche, right?
Yeah. But then how are you going to remember that date?
Right. Okay. Yeah, I know. I see. It stands in your mind.
Because I still don't remember the date that I proposed. Now, if I did it on a date like Valentine's Day, St. Patty's or something like that,
right,
that has a bit more traction.
That's a good point. Yeah. That is a good point. Google says the top trending Valentine's Day date this year is hitting up an arcade. That's what most people
try to find an arcade. How about that?
Me personally, don't take me to an arcade. That is not romantic.
Unless you have access to the Santa Monica Pier, I don't know. I don't know who is going to an arcade.
Yeah,
hey, do you want to go to the strip mall and they have that grungy arcade? You know,
Can play Pac-Man.
I'll get you a Slurpee, a Big Gulp. You know what? And some nerds.
Yeah.
And we can hang out like we were, I don't know, 14.
We can play whack-a-mole.
Yeah, you know.
No, thank you. Next on the list is going to the zoo, then a couple's spa. Also, paint and sip parties made the top 10 for a nice date night. I do love those where you paint a picture and have some wine.
What we did? Well, with another family over the Christmas holidays.
What?
Is that we all came to our house and we all had to pick a name out of a hat and then not tell that person, but then paint a portrait of that person.
Oh no.
And at the end of it, we had a time limit and then we all had to go around and guess who you painted.
Right.
Super, super fun. And then that person got the portrait.
Did anyone's feelings get hurt?
Of course. And it's so funny. You can do that on Valentine's Day, too. Paint each other's portrait. It is such a riot.
Oh,
trust me on this.
I do.
Trust me.
Like that idea. I could see it going sideways.
Trust me, though. They will love it.
Also, 41% of men want a male equivalent to Galentine's Day.
No, that's dumb.
So, Galentine's Day, it's from the TV show Parks and Recreation, but women have taken it as our own. It's a way to celebrate our female friendships. Even if you're in a relationship, you can still celebrate Galentine's Day. And it's typically the day before Valentine's Day. Now, if men wanted a male version of Galentine's Day, what would you even call it?
Guys don't want it. And I'll tell you right now, what is it, 41% said that? The 41%, their girlfriend, wife was sitting beside them when the question was asked.
Right, okay.
Okay, I'll guarantee you
and
that.
And they were like, hey, I want some of that.
And they're like, I don't want that stuff just yet, right, honey? Yeah.
Okay.
So that I don't know one friend of mine that says, Case, do you want a Gaia Dies Day? Let's do a Duda Dies Day.
Well, maybe if you found a better name, they would want to do it more.
I doubt it.
No,
okay. I doubt it.
That's your info dump.
Oh, I can tell that you're mad. And I ain't half surprised about that since the day that we met. It's always who cuts first and never who bleeds last. Rumors always turn into yelling and fighting. And once it's in your mind, only one way you're driving. I know I'ma take the high road, maybe get gone, never let
3-5.
Got some cash in my pocket. We could hit the town and drop it. Girl, here comes another Friday night. There's a bar on every block and it's only 10 o'clock. Yeah, they're lining up to get inside. Baby, we could go out. We could take it downtown. Cover bands and day crowds, or how about we get back to basics, cut your friends a rain check, getting complicated. Now let's keep it simple, here at the house, dancing in the kitchen, straight to kissing on the couch. Let's pop a bottle, let's drink slow, nothing to do, nowhere to be, nowhere to go. Yeah, TV's on, nobody's watching, lights low, phone's off, girl, we can strip it down a little. Let's keep it simple. Yeah, let's keep it simple. Chill it out, lay it back for some California red. Yeah, I bet you will make out alright. Lose the dress and the heels, got a t-shirt you can steal, girl, you can pull it off tonight. Baby, we could go out, we could take it downtown, buy a drink and stand around, or how about we go big and stay home, you and me just no show, keep it on the down low. Yeah, let's keep it simple, here at the house, dance in the kitchen, straight to kissing on the couch. Let's pop a bottle, let's drink slow. Dance in the kitchen, straight to kissing on the couch. Let's pop a bottle, let's drink slow. Nothing to do, nowhere to be, nowhere to go. Yeah, TV's on, nobody's watching, lights low, phone's off, but we can strip it down a little. Let's keep it simple. Some California red, yeah, I bet you will make out all right. Yeah, let's keep it simple, here at the house, dance in the kitchen, straight to kissing on the couch. Let's go.
New Country 93.5 is Kane Brown.
New truck, big lift, old roads, we've been tearing up since way back when. But these wheels are innocent. New hitch, new seats, no hit story, and you just can't fake that, so let's change that. Girl, let's go put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it, back of the Chevy with the engine running, just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could break it in if you know what I mean.
All night, no breaks, I'll tell, no gate, ain't gotta try too hard, my baby's pushed to start. I'll talk full speed, off-road, on me, 0 to 100 fast. My foot ain't touched the gas. I said, hey, baby, slow it down, let's make it last. You said, where's the fun in that? Yeah, let's go put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in. Mile. Turn up the night like that radio dial. Shoulder to shoulder where nobody knows. Know where we're going, we ain't going on. We're putting miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it.
New Country 93.5. You know what? If you just found the show, mad respect to people that listen to the show and give us the opportunity to help them out with some of the situations they find themselves in. And case in point, Trent, who listens to the show all the time, says, guys, I got this issue with my wife and her new job.
Her new job requires her to get up super duper early, and it's really ruining Trent's morning routine.
Baby, do you ever wonder? Whatever happened way back when, if I see you again, baby, you ever wonder, oh, you might wish things could change. I know this might sound strange, but I think I'm in love with you. I didn't know it at the time, I know what I want to do. It's making me lose my mind, I thought about thinking through. Time I do, I find I wanna make your dreams come true. Think I'm in love with you. I'm in love with you. Oh, all the power over me.
how do I find? I wanna make your dreams come true. I think I'm in love with you. Oh, I think I'm in love with you. I didn't know it at the time. I know what I wanna do. So make a man lose my mind, girl. I thought about thinking through. Every time I do, I find I wanna make your dreams come true. I think I'm in love.
Just say, hey Alexa, play New Country 93.5 Toronto.
Saw a little dreamer, yellow rubber boots. You can't fake a smile like that. She hasn't learned how to. Looking at the world like a big old canvas. Spinning full of magic. Little more color, a little less damage. I miss my imagination. I wonder how it faded. Didn't care. I wanna go driving down a gravel road. Wanna see the whole sky. One airplane hand out the window. Wanna marvel at a lightning bug. Go ahead and get lost in the wonder of the smallest stuff. I miss my